With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because like you, United Healthcare knows what care can do. United Healthcare. Plan benefits may vary.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
You get to choose that gossip Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month, lease 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month, lease 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at gossip Kia 1900 Covington Pike, shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
$3149 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee. $10,000 per year. 20 cents excess mileage. $650 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992 MSRP $20,510. Sol L706-3372 MSRP $21,885. K5 MG003199 MSRP $25,725. K900 MSRP $65,610. L602697 L602122020. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/1/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for detail.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh.
Now
it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is, of course, My Tennessee Mountain Home by the greatest Tennessean, Dolly Parton. It is not summer I am not technically in Tennessee. This is not my home, but I am on the porch in the mountains, so there you go.
Where are you in the mountains?
I'm about 20 minutes south of Chattanooga, so technically in Georgia.
Oh, you actually are in Georgia.
Yeah.
And how did you find this particular... So you were looking for a cabin to go to for Halloween, because that's where one wants to be when people are out there with giant knives and things in a cabin and Halloween. How did you pick there? How did you pick not Arkansas? How do you end up there?
Well, that of course is my. I do what my wife says. So that is how we ended up here.
Easy answer, right?
But this is a cabin we have. This specific cabin is one we rented before we came here. Spring break of 2019 with my in-laws, my wife's mother and father, and they were fleeing the still cold of Minnesota, and now we're here this weekend with my dad and stepmom. So there you go.
Have you found it? Like, was it Airbnb or where do you?
I have no idea. My wife, we have division of labor in our house, and like I do most of the cooking. My wife like finds where we're going and books it and makes all that stuff, and then I just drive. And so there you go.
Is there? Can you see other cabins around you, or are you the only cabin in sight? And what are you going to do? Hike?
There's a second cabin on this particular property that's some kind of. It sounds cool, but I haven't gone up to look at it. But it's some kind of like treehousey thing. It's like called a moon cabin or something.
Uh-huh.
There's two like rental cabins on the property, and then there's a gate that goes back deeper that is private places that are not rental. And so, but where we're staying, like there's a pond and there's a treehouse and there's swings and there's like goats and chickens running around and like it's pretty nice. But we're going to go hiking tomorrow in Cloudland Canyon.
In Cloudland Canyon. What's the single best hike you have been on with an easy drive from Memphis?
Oh, that's definitely a different question. Because I was going to say Yosemite, but then you hit me with the twist.
Yeah.
Easy drive from Memphis. I got to say, it's probably around in this area. I mean, the Chattanooga area is sort of an easy drive from Memphis, like 5 hours or whatever. And like... I don't think you can get within a 5-hour drive of Memphis and have nicer outdoors stuff than the Chattanooga area. If you go into Arkansas far enough, like it's probably, maybe it's actually closer, but like Petit Jean State Park, which is on the other side of Little Rock, more in the Hot Springs area, is really nice. Some of the northern Arkansas and the Buffalo River is nice.
Yeah, Chattanooga's really nice, honestly, and the Chattanooga area is really nice. My middle son goes to UT Chat, and like it's a nice size. I think it's just a lovely city. And
I think it's an awesome small city because, and we're not, you know, with this trip because of COVID, we're not really doing anything in Chattanooga. But well, last year we did spend some time in the city knocking around. But it's a nice small city. It is conveniently located. You're like a short drive from both Nashville and Atlanta. And so if you want to do more big city stuff that's not in Chattanooga, you don't have that far to go. Like I have a good friend who's a somewhat known Memphian. He works in Chattanooga now.
Carrie Hayes.
Carrie. And so last year we were here, I went and had lunch with Carrie, you know, in town. I'm not doing that this time because of COVID. But I was talking to him about it. And, like, you know, if you want to see some big concert, like it's probably not coming to Chattanooga, but you can go to Nashville or Atlanta, like easy. And then, you know, they've done the thing in Chattanooga where, like, they have, like, the best internet in the country, basically. Like, it's a city.
How did that happen? They did it? Like, how they have the fastest? Yes, they have this fast internet.
Where there's a will, there's a way. They made a decision as a city to prioritize that and do it, and which I think is a pretty great thing. And they've gotten a lot of attention nationally from it. Obviously, the main thing is it improves quality of life in Chattanooga. But it's been a good PR move. Like there was a thing recently that Carrie actually tweeted out, but it was the best place to work remotely in the country. People said it was Chattanooga because like you have the best internet in the country and like it's beautiful outside. And like, you know, if you want to just go to some other city and work remotely during COVID, like Chattanooga is where you should move is what it said.
All right. Onward to other topics. One thing I was going to ask about earlier in this week is so in the World Series game 6, critical moment, pitcher's having a tremendous game. Manager pulls him because he doesn't want him to face the batting order for a third time. Their numbers say that's not a good thing. And he's getting – the reliever immediately gives up the lead. That's that, et cetera. So people – there's this great general outcry. I hate analytics. This is the problem with analytics. And this is kind of a dumb thing because I know you've said this before, but you started with quote unquote analytics back in baseball, right? And Bill James, is that when you started to think about quote unquote analytics?
Yeah, I don't think anyone used the word analytics back then. I don't remember. I remember reading the Bill James, you know, annual baseball abstracts in junior high or whatever. And I don't remember ever seeing the word analytics in any of that, but yeah.
And it is never meant to be, well, first of all, of course, the truth matters. There are numbers that suggested different numbers that pitcher should have been left in. So numbers slice different ways, and no one says, do they, that you should set aside everything that you know about that moment and that human being and whatever else is happening in favor of numbers. That's never been the case, has it?
I mean, I don't want to speak for all the people in the world, but I think generally the idea is you bring all relevant information to bear on your decision. So that information can take different forms. It can take mathematical forms. It can take more like, you know, personal experience forms. It can take, you can look at the track record of certain situations and you can modify that by like, you know, did this guy have a chili dog at lunch and he's not feeling well? Like, I don't know. I mean, you sort of take all the information relevant into account to make decisions, and then the decisions sometimes will turn out right and sometimes turn out wrong. And sometimes decisions will turn out right, even though it probably was not the right decision. And sometimes decisions will turn out wrong, even though it was sort of the right decision, because that's the way math works.
Do you have, the election of the last election.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's a perfect example.
Like,
yes.
People are still dumping on Nate Silver about, you know, you got it wrong. You said Trump had a, you know, I'm making up numbers, had a 15% chance of winning.
Yeah, actually, Nate Silver said he had about a 30% chance of winning, which was more than most people. And if you have a 30% chance of winning, you might win. There's a 1 out of 3, you're going to freaking win. So it's not.
We're generally not good at math. And one of my sort of hobby horses or whatever is, I think the word analytics does not help us be good at math. And it sort of makes it worse. The word.
And why? What's your theory there?
Because it's pretentious. It is pretentious. It's not as pretentious as advanced analytics, which makes me laugh every single time. Like, that phrase just makes me laugh. But, like, you know, like you think about basketball, like, the thing that has most shifted the way the game is thought about and the way the game is played over the last 20 years is the realization, and it's sort of surprising it took so long to get it to be a widespread, but the widespread realization that 35 times 3 is greater than 50 times 2. Like that is the revolutionary idea that has changed basketball. Is that advanced analytics? Like, I think that's pretty
very,
basic
it's
math.
Very advanced. Isn't the other thing that is the way that's changed? I mean, the fundamental shift in the way people look at basketball statistics is, instead of just cumulatively, it's, you know, it's possession, you know, it's per.
Yeah, possession based.
It's possession based. And so,
yeah.
Because
this idea of pace and possession is, I mean, I'm sort of being slightly facetious, but I do think just this idea of like the 3 versus 2 percentage wise is the greatest thing that's changed the way the game is played. But in terms of the way people like in media and in coaching and other places and think about and express mathematical reality stats in basketball, this idea of possession, has been the main thing, which to me is also not that complicated once you understand it.
Well, it's duh once you understand it, right? I mean, it's
right.
Of course that's how you should look at things once you understand them. Okay, so then the other thing is I was listening to your very smart podcast with Fast Break Breakfast over there in Nashville.
Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it. Chris has tweeted it out. It's at Fast Break Breakfast, and a lot of the stuff that you talked about with him was stuff we have already talked about. What are they going to do this off season? What should they do? Will it be a slow off season? Should they re-sign D'Anthony Melton? There were two things though that were particularly striking in all of this. One is, this is the smaller thing. You said you were coming around to Josh Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, some of that podcast is sort of a preview of what I'll write about in the next 2 or 3 weeks when I get into the specifics of this offseason.
Uh-huh.
And it's always possible I'll change my mind. As I've mentioned to Keith, like, half the time I figure out what I think about something through the process of the writing itself, and so I might change my mind about stuff. But the thing about Josh Jackson to me is, relative to free agency, is that, you know, you can only give him a one-year deal. Like, it's not a choice. Like, you're only allowed to give him a one-year deal. But a one-year deal for Josh Jackson has, like, a, you know, I don't know, it's not a pot of a gold, but it's like an extra pathway at the end of the rainbow where you will have full bird rights, meaning an opportunity to exceed the cap to re-sign him a year from now. Whereas if you go out and sign some other outside free agent to a one-year deal, like name whoever, you know, name whatever mid-level, sub-mid-level player who's on the free agent market who most people listening to this have never heard of, right? Pat Connaughton or whatever is who Keith brought up. If you sign someone else like that, some comparable, like maybe they'll be good, maybe they won't, to a one-year deal, like you won't have that ability. And so the thing about bringing Josh Jackson back is you don't have to, you won't have to tie up your cap space next summer to bring him back, but you will still have the option, you will still be in a favorable position to keep him if it works out. And so in a lot of ways, I think that may be a smarter move for them than trying to do a shorter-term deal on some other outside free agent who may or may not be good either.
It's just hard for me to believe. Listen, I was not one who subscribed to the idea that because they kept him with the hustle for so long, that meant that they didn't respect his game and he was doomed forever and he hated them or anything else. But I do, which is sort of an exaggerated form of the Anthony Sain argument, but I do think that the way they treated him, the little run he got in the bubble, suggests they probably aren't that interested in him. Maybe not, but I would be astonished.
Oh, yeah, that may be the case.
Yes.
I'm just talking about my own thing here. I'm not trying to suggest what the team is or isn't going to do. I have not gotten to that point, and I don't know if I'll be able to get to that point, honestly.
All right, but then the bigger revelation as I got towards the end of this podcast was you traded Dylan Brooks. You just flat out traded Dylan Brooks.
I mean, I think you got to be willing to.
It's funny.
How is Dylan Brooks untouchable?
No, he's not.
Right?
It's just funny. I didn't expect the Dylan Brooks to be traded at the end of a podcast, but you traded him for Buddy Hield, which people would say, "Oh, come on! There's no way Sacramento's going to do that. Buddy Hield is better than Dylan Brooks." What's your case for this trade making sense?
I think that trade is so debatable from both sides that it seems like reasonable to me, because you can pick either direction and debate it. The one direction could be, well, Buddy Hield's a lot better than Dylan Brooks, duh. Which reputationally is true, but if you look specifically, like Buddy Hield was benched in Sacramento. He was benched.
Right.
They brought him off the bench. They started Bogdanovich. The look at it from the other side would be, okay, maybe that's true, but Dylan Brooks is 3 years younger and is half the cost. Dylan Brooks is a better one-on-one defender. So Dylan Brooks is a wing player who averaged 16 points a game, shot 36% from three, plays defense, is on a contract that is half or less than half the cost, and is 3 years younger. Like, you could totally see that if you'd rather have Dylan Brooks when you put in all the aspects of, you know, into it.
No, I agree with that. The other part of this that's interesting to me is it does bring up this question of what do you think of Dylan Brooks, and particularly is his mindset and swagger. Which can be a positive, by the way. Like, it's a positive in the way that he approaches defense and sort of the confidence that I really do believe. I don't know. Advanced analytics probably wouldn't pay much attention to this, but the what he brings to the locker room, and like he does, he has this sort of, you know, vibe that I think is helpful, but he's totally willing to guard all of that. And yet the downside of it is, much in the same way that Rudy Gay once took shots away from the people who should be taking shots, is Dylan Brooks ever going to have enough self-awareness to be not a net negative in terms of, you know, his way he approaches the offensive side of the floor? Thoughts?
I feel like if Dylan Brooks is a long-term fixture with the Grizzlies and the Grizzlies get to where they want to get, I feel like his future is a six man. I think because of the whole pecking order, balancing usage and efficiency stuff, I think him in the starting lineup could present problems, you know, if he's not willing to modulate enough, because that's not where you need that many shots going most of the time in your starting lineup. And then secondarily, and I talked about this with Keith, and I think, I mean, I've written it before, but it's not something that's, I think, part of the normal conversation with Dylan Brooks. He's a really bad rebounder relative to his size. He's also extremely foul prone. And so in some ways, he doubles down on the two greatest weaknesses of Jaren Jackson Jr. And the foul thing I'm not as worried about, because I think that will correct itself a little bit over time. But I feel like part of the recipe with Jaren is having good team rebounding. And Dylan Brooks is a subpar rebounder relative to his position. And that's at the two. You move him to the three, it gets even worse. And so I feel like the ultimate position, the ultimate role for Dylan Brooks on the Grizzlies is a six man. And I could totally see that working out. But because of that, like, I'm not, you know, if I have to move Dylan Brooks in a trade to bring somebody better back, like, I'm totally willing to do that.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Enjoy the mountains. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. In the mountains. The sports betting is coming to the entire state of Tennessee, not just here in Memphis, also to the mountains. It is coming to Tennessee, and FanDuel Sportsbook has gotten an offer to get you started. $50 in free bets. $50 in free bets just for signing up. I did it. $50 in free bets. Free site credit. All you have to do is register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, they get your cash in as little as 24 hours because it is the right thing to do. So I'm going to start with the question, Jeffrey, is do I start with the NFL or do I start with just, I could just, Jeff, bet your bets. Like, I could just take Jeff's bets and make money that way. But then I wouldn't need, then you'd have to give me my $1,000 back.
Or we could turn
or we could
it in.
Double down.
Yes,
we could do both.
Exactly. Why
well,
bet once when you can bet twice?
If you win with Sportsbook, you'll get your cash in as little as 24 hours because it is the right thing to do. And the right thing for you to do is to download the app. Check it out for yourself. Be sure to sign up and register using promo code Calkins so they know that we sent you. Once you do it, verify your account. You'll receive that $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Again, it's promo code Calkins to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, Barrett Selle, then Jeff's bets. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
All 75 Mazda 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10129, G4 LHF 07863, Eclipse LZO 15893, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage, buy for $11.1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4, 41 mpg highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12.4. $435 and 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, $99 a month. Mirage G4, $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, one-year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food center celebration, is back November 1st through 7th. Explore great food, new offerings, and old favorites from 60 restaurants. Available for dine-in, patio dining, or carry-out. These restaurants have been here for you in the past. They've helped you kick off Grizz games, Orpheum shows, special occasions, and more. But now, they need you. Come back downtown and support those who've served you. For a full list of restaurants and more details, visit us at downtownmemphis.com or on Facebook. Sponsored by Coppola Winery and Old Dominic Distillery.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once.
over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Barrett Sally from CBS on Twitter at Barrett Sally. We got a lot to talk about. Including the Trevor Lawrence situation. I guess this is where we are, 2020. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not surprising. You know, none of this should be surprising. You know, a lot of these rules are put in place because this was expected. So it's unfortunate for Trevor. It's unfortunate for Clemson, obviously. But I don't think that it's anything to worry about as far as from a health perspective. It sounds like he's doing all right. He's got mild symptoms. So from a football perspective, they're not going to need him on Saturday against Boston College, but they might against Notre Dame. And the timeline is pretty – you're cutting it pretty thin, assuming that he starts to feel healthy sooner rather than later. But, yeah, you know, we talked about this a lot. All of this stuff was expected, and if people are going to scream from the top of a mountaintop that, you know, shut everything down, they should have been doing that a long time. Some of them were, but it's just part of why college football has these rules in place.
Right. I agree with that. Wisconsin is the other sort of big COVID story of the week. As they are shut down, their game against Nebraska canceled. Nebraska tries to schedule a game with UT Chattanooga. That is shut down. Obviously, the Big Ten and Nebraska is not a happy marriage right now. But it's like a lot of marriages where there's so much money involved that it's hard to see them breaking up, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It is as dysfunctional gets. You know, you're right. It's like the parents who hate each other but stay together for the kids, but it's awful all around for everybody, including kids. So that's, you know, it's just Nebraska wanted to get out of Texas's shadow. It did. It found a home. And I think it has a home right now that is it's untenable for them, but they do it for the money, and they still want to – you know, assert power like they're the Nebraska of the 80s and 90s. And I think that's where the genesis of this is. They don't recognize what they are. They have a very, I would say, dated sense of self-awareness. In fact, I know folks in Nebraska, you know, the ratings for Ohio State and Nebraska came in, and a lot of people in our business said, well, that's Ohio State. That's the eyeballs they draw. And Nebraska folks were like, totally offended. Like, no, it's Nebraska that brought the eyeballs in. No. And it's like, I don't know a single person outside of the Nebraska fan base who watched that game for Nebraska. Like, not one.
In terms of other national stories this week, I don't know where you were in terms of if straight up you thought Alabama would beat Clemson or Clemson would beat Alabama before the injury, but now that Waddle's out for the season, what does that do if we get to that game?
If we get to that game and Waddle's out, see, I don't think the Waddle injury is that big of a deal. You know, you hate it for him, but you've seen John Metchie step up. You saw Slade Bolden last week sort of pick up the slack. They can get those running backs involved in the passing game very easily. They already are. So I don't think from an offensive perspective that it's that big of a deal. I think it's a huge deal from a special teams perspective because you already had punters punting away from him. You already had kickoff guys, you know, kicking away from him. So that threat is gone. But there's still, you know, more than half of a season, if you count the SEC championship game and potentially a semifinal, for them to figure that out, to figure out who to put back there. And it's not like there's a shortage of athletes on Alabama's roster. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. And you hate to say that about a guy who's so talented and is has got such a big future. But this is why Alabama is what it is. They've got the dudes to fill in a variety of different ways. And I think if you get that far down the road to the Clemson game, they've got time to figure out what works best.
Tennessee loses to Alabama. Jeremy Pruitt says his eyes tell him the gap has closed. Has the gap closed?
Well, yeah, because it was really big before. That's not necessarily a huge compliment, but yeah, it has closed. They've got better players. They were really competitive last year. Not so much this year, but they're recruiting better. They've got a better roster, a deeper roster. So, yeah, the gap's closing. It might be closing inch by inch. You know how they say California is supposed to break away from the United States at some point because of tectonic plates. Well, that's about how fast it's separating. But it's Tennessee's so far behind everybody, and it's in such a weird spot because they're in the recruiting territory of everybody else. They're having a hard time making inroads and locking down Nashville, which is something they have to do. And they're not winning battles outside by and large. So I think when you put all those things together, they're closing a little bit inch by inch, but it's nowhere near competitive at this point.
Is Georgia going to stick with Stetson Bennett all year? Or do you think they're thinking about going back and making a quarterback change?
I think they'll make a change. I don't think that Stetson Bennett, they're coaching and calling games around him. He's limited. It's clear as day. Everybody can see that, you know, he was a walk-on for a reason. He does not have accuracy deep downfield, and they are trying to figure out a way to change that and work around that. And JT Daniels has that ability, but he's not healthy. I still don't think he's healthy. Otherwise, you'd have seen a whole lot more of him so far. So I don't think they stick with him. Because, you know, it seems like Florida can put them in the same situation Alabama did, where they have to throw, where they have to go point for point with somebody. That I think is a big concern. And I think you can sort of read between the lines that Kirby Smart knows that. He kind of took some heat around here saying, well, you got to take what defenses give you. And that adage is technically true, I think the teams like Alabama and Clemson dictate. They dictate tempo. They don't take what other defenses give them. They flat out own it. They force their scheme and their will on other teams. And I think that unfortunately for Georgia, they're limited to having that mindset of just sort of going old school. So, yeah, I do think they will make a change at some point.
All right, let's look at some of the games this week. Start with the big one, Ohio State and Penn State.
I don't know why that spread is under two touchdowns. Losing Journey Brown before last week was huge. Losing Noah Kane this week is huge. While, yeah, Penn State dominated Indiana in every single aspect aspect except the scoreboard. And you go back and look at that, the stats.
It's a miracle.
Game,
it's a miracle. They won that game.
How did that happen? But I just think that you're going to rely on Sean Clifford through the air to get the job done, because I think Ohio State, even though their linebackers didn't look great last week against Nebraska, the running game is going to be Sean Clifford, and then we don't know. Ford maybe, and Ohio State knows that. So I just can't see how that game stays close through a full four quarters. It might for a little while, but I think Ohio State pulls away late.
Mentioned Georgia. How about Georgia-Kentucky?
Hey, Georgia-Kentucky, I just think Georgia's going to have to – they're going to have to try everything offensively and throw it all out there, knowing that they're going to probably have to empty the tank against Florida, and they got to know what works. So that coupled with Terry Wilson being out, I think Georgia wins. They pull away and win rather handily. I know Kentucky folks think that Joey Gatewood is the second coming. He's not. He's not. And I think you'll see that on Saturday.
Oklahoma State winning with defense against Texas. Is Tom Herman in trouble? Should he be in trouble?
Yeah, he's in trouble. If there's any team that can fire a coach and not necessarily worry about the financial aspect of it too much, it's Texas. So, yeah, he's in trouble. All the ancillary stuff around that team really, I think, hasn't sat well with boosters. So, yeah, he's in trouble. I don't think they get the job done, because you're right. Oklahoma State defense is actually pretty good. They're not going to, you know, be a top 20 defense nationally, but they get the job done, especially in the Big 12. So, yeah, I think they get the job done. And yeah, the pressure's on Tom Herman, because I think that – everybody kind of thought this at the time, that he was going to be finally the guy that brings them back to prominence. And it looks like they're regressing. And if that's the case this far into his tenure, then I can't see how you can feel confident that he's going to be the guy moving forward.
Michigan State was awful, obviously, and Michigan looked pretty good. Mostly I'm interested in what you thought of Michigan as they dominated in their win over Minnesota.
That was a thing. People have been sort of thinking that was going to be Michigan for a while now, that wide open offense, but it looked like actually it's going to happen this time, because they've got a really good running back game with Haskins and Charbonneau. The quarterback situation, Joe Milton looked fine. So I think finally this is the Michigan team. It should have been a long time ago. It's up to Harbaugh to stick with it, which obviously is sometimes easier said than done. But, Michigan State's awful. And I think Michigan is good enough, I'm confident enough that they will keep this up if they win handily. I want to see, though, if this lasts forever, if this lasts for a full season, because Jim Harbaugh is a control freak, and sometimes he likes to take control too much. At some point, that might happen this year.
And let's wind up with LSU and Auburn. LSU figured some things out. Auburn got lucky again. Thoughts?
Man, Auburn Jesus never takes a Saturday off, does he? It's remarkable. LSU with TJ Finley looked awesome last week. And Auburn's defense is not really all that it should be, because they are talented, but they're just not. It's just not there this year. And I don't think that Bo Nix can keep up. They're going to rely on Tank Bigsby, but if things get sketchy, they're going to give Bo Nix way too much responsibility. And if that happens, I just can't see how Auburn wins. So I think LSU gets the job done. I think that they'll pull away late and win rather comfortably. It all sort of falls on TJ Finley. If he can do what he did last week, it should be no problem.
Follow him on Twitter at Barrett Selle. Read his stuff at CBS. Barrett, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for having me.
We did not get to Mississippi State or Ole Miss, Jeffrey, but they are on your slate, are they not? On your Giants slate. So we'll get to that in a moment. I will tell you Still don't have the computer that I sent off to Apple, 360-9679. I should have taken it to Cooper Systems. Cooper Systems is where I go for my repairs. It's typically where I go to buy computers as well. You can get a new laptop. You can get a refurbished laptop. You can get a printer. But here's the thing. You walk in, and it's not just some teenager with his first job and a name tag. It's Lee and Lauren Cooper. We'll be there to help you. Their technicians are right there on site, so they don't have to send this thing off to wherever, and they can fix you up the way they have for me for so many years. Whether you got issues with viruses, whether you got data recovery issues, whether you got power supply, whatever it is, Cooper Systems, 360-9679, 360-9679. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for is Jeffrey making you rich. I've been waiting for it. You've been waiting for it. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
BetMGM Sports is coming soon to Tennessee. That's right. The same folks that light up the Las Vegas Strip with the world's greatest sportsbook and casinos will be offering real money wagering on a state-of-the-art app that's easy to use and features all of your favorite sports. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks with parlay bonus payouts, in-game wagering, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. And every time you make a wager, you'll earn credits in M-Life Rewards, the exclusive loyalty program of MGM Resorts. Every big game and every big play will mean more than ever, so get ready to experience sports like never before. Be among the first fans in the state to download the BetMGM Sports app coming soon to Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. That's visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
You get to choose at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month, lease 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month, lease 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossett Kia. 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
$3149 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee. $10,000 per year. 20 cents excess mileage. $650 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992 MSRP $20,510. Sol L706-3372 MSRP $21,885. K5 MG003199 MSRP $25,725. K900 MSRP $65,610. L602697 L602122020. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/1/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for detail.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick.
Okay, so keeping up with the flood of news every morning is obviously rough, and that is why we're here to help you cut through the chaos and all that clickbait with our podcast, What a Day.
That is right. We are breaking down the biggest news stories of the day to help you understand what matters, why it matters, how you can fix it, what else is going on.
That's right. So new episodes of What a Day come out every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern.
You can find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Professional painters know waiting between coats for trim, doors, and cabinets to dry is time out of your day and money out of your pocket. Behr Premium Cabinet and Trim Enamel from the Home Depot lets you finish faster. With excellent flow and leveling, it dries to the touch in 1 hour. And less dry time means less downtime. Behr Premium Cabinet and Trim Enamel, just $39.98 a gallon. And that's before the Pro Extra discount. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available in-store and online.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Here comes the money.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We've won so much money already that I'm going to use it to pay chip wings at Affordable Blinds. Like, I'm going to peel off some of it already. Mm-hmm. We've won so much money.
You'll be paying in cash.
Affordable Blinds. 753-5822, 753-5822 is the phone number. Or go to 9dayshutters.com. Whether you need blinds, shades, or shutters, Chip Wiggins is the man to call, contact. I've done it. John has done it. It is Affordable Blinds. They have their own factory right here in Memphis. They don't have to send all off to China to get your stuff sent here. It's why their website can be 9dayshutters.com with the number 9, 9dayshutters.com. Because it doesn't take weeks and weeks and weeks like it does at other places. It is a way to transform your house. Do it simply, easily. 753-5822, Affordable Blinds. Jeffrey, let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
All right, Jeffrey. How was our week last week?
Jeff, we went 8-3 last week. Oklahoma over TCU, big winner. Ohio State, good kids over Nebraska.
I don't think we have time to count all your wins, I'll be honest. I think we better get to this week's wins instead. Fire it up.
Let's get to – first, let's read the quick stats real quick because this matters for some people out there.
I need the money music. Can we have the money thing? I need the money. I need to be reminded that I'm in it for the money. Thank you. That feels – I feel much better now.
There you go. Ahead.
Stats matter. Okay.
Yeah. When betting on a favorite, 15-7-1. When betting on an underdog, 3-10-1. 1-1 on overs, 7-2-1 on unders. 11-10 on SEC bets, 3-4-1 on ACC bets, 7-2-0 on Big 12, 2-1 on the Big 10, 1-1 on the AAC, and 2-0 in the Mountain West.
All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Do not bet them on the unders.
No, bet on the unders.
Oh, bet them on the unders.
Underdogs.
Don't bet them on the dogs. Yeah. Right. Bet them on the favorites. 15-7-1. On dogs, 3-10-1.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Fire it up.
Let's start first, Jeff. Tonight, Laramie, Wyoming. We got a point total of 60.5. We're looking at wins in the 20s. It's going to be cold. We want under 60.5 between Wyoming and Hawaii. You can catch that game, of course, on FS1. I'm sure everyone's already got their DVR set.
Next.
Let's go to West Virginia. We've got West Virginia laying 4 at home against Kansas State. I've watched West Virginia play, Jeff. They're not good. And Kansas State is the classic team. Like, this is such a Kansas State team. Like, you just think about it. They don't screw up. They don't make mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They just play solid football. West Virginia does not do that. I like Kansas State getting 4 points there.
Georgia-Kentucky.
Jeff, since Mark Stoops has gotten to Kentucky, never beaten Georgia, and he's covered only once, I've got Georgia laying 17. I don't care. Georgia is mega Kentucky. Kentucky's got quarterback issues. They can't score. Georgia will be able to move the football on them. I like the Dogs laying 17.
How about this Southern Miss team in a little bit of a disarray?
Yeah.
I cannot believe you are betting Southern Miss and
Rice. I'm betting
Rice.
Against Southern Miss.
No, but this game itself. Southern Miss, which has had three head coaches so far this
exactly,
year.
Exactly, Jeff.
Against and Rice.
Exactly.
This is a game that we are betting. Go ahead.
Yes, we will be taking Rice. Rice lost in the brutal quadruple doink field goal in overtime last week against MTSU. Rice getting a point and a half against Southern Miss. This is a principal play. We are simply betting against Southern Miss.
Because they've had three coaches?
Exactly.
Because their interim coach just left for Austin Peay?
Apparently, you can do great interviews when in quarantine for COVID.
Okay, Northwestern, go Cats versus Iowa.
We've got Iowa at home laying 2.5. Jeff, this is just a classic eye test game. I watched Northwestern. I watched Iowa. Iowa's got some disarray in that program. Northwestern's
How did Northwestern become an offensive juggernaut?
Well, they brought in
everything.
Remember what Northwestern people have been claiming for like 5 years?
That the offensive coordinator stinks.
Yes.
Yes.
And then they brought in Ramsey from Indiana, and he's a very solid player. Northwestern getting 2.5. Go Cats. This is a holy cow, people. What are we doing here? Rutgers wins a game, and all of a sudden they're getting respect.
Yeah.
Indiana only laying 11. Thank you. I will lay 11 with Indiana. Rutgers still stinks. They won a game because I still don't know how this was possible, but Michigan State turned the football over 7 times in a game.
You know, Indiana didn't look so hot either in beating Penn State.
At least they played a quality opponent.
That's true. Okay. Auburn LSU.
Jeff, this is the CBS 230 game of the week. This is the classic, I don't get this line, so therefore I'm going to take it. Let's start with the obvious. Auburn under 65. Like, Auburn unders are pretty solid in SEC play. We're taking under 65. More importantly, this is the classic example of I don't really get either team. I can't trust either team. With that being said, here's the one thing that I do know about Bo Nix. If he's playing an average defense or worse, he's very good. LSU's defense stinks. I also like this situation where I finally get to be on the good side. Like, Auburn is clearly just that team that everything's going to work out for this year. And all the breaks, I want the 2.5.
So Auburn plus 2.5 over LSU. Oklahoma State, Texas.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's good. Texas is not. More importantly,
the kind of advanced analytics I like.
More importantly, on that front, like Texas, like you watch them play, they're like they just don't look right. And Oklahoma State has a clear identity. They'll be able to run the football. I like Oklahoma State minus 3.5.
Ole Miss, Vandy.
The Vanderbilt decision chart for gambling, Jeff, is Vanderbilt playing.
Yes, I think they are this week. I see them on the schedule. Yeah.
Therefore, we will be laying whatever the number is, we will be laying that number. Vanderbilt is awful. Ole Miss.
But isn't the number 17?
Who cares? Ole Miss can score.
Yes, they can.
And Vanderbilt can't. Like, that's
what's good. That's a tough combination.
Duke, very good defensive front. UNC Charlotte. I do not get how this team is getting respect. Duke, it's not the classic they're better than their record. Their record is because they had turnover problems. They're not going to have turnover problems against Charlotte. I like Duke laying 9.5.
This is the rare double Calkins bet, Duke and Northwestern. Alabama, Mississippi State.
Same principle, Jeff, is Alabama playing?
Alabama, yes.
Okay. Keep calm.
All right.
Don't worry about the number.
Yep.
Keep calm. Lay the number. Roll Tide. Also, this is a shout-out to my buddy Daniel Black. He looked up only one time since, I believe, 1987, he said, has the Alabama-Mississippi State total gone over 64 points. We'll be taking under 63.5.
Well, Mississippi State can't score.
Exactly.
And Mississippi State's defense is good.
Yeah, very solid. Now, the thing that concerns me is their back end's the weak part.
So is mine.
Yeah, phrase.
Ohio State, Penn State.
Same question, Jeff. Is Ohio State playing?
Yes.
Yes, we will be laying them.
Minus 11.5.
We trust.
Ohio State.
We keep calm. We trust the Buckeyes.
Let me summarize this extensive card for you all. Wyoming and Hawaii take the under 60.5. That is the under. Take the under. Kansas State, you get 4 points. Mm-hmm. Take them against West Virginia. Georgia, lay the 17 against Kentucky. Rice, you get the mighty Rice Owls plus a point and a half.
Go Owls.
Got to take that. Go Owls over Southern Miss. Northwestern, you got 2.5 to over Iowa. Go ahead and take the 2.5. Go Cats. Indiana, lay them 11. And Rutgers is still Rutgers. Indiana, minus 11 over Rutgers. Auburn, plus 2.5. Over LSU. Auburn plus to the third best fight song in the land. Actually, I put it at number two. But while we're on that game, the over-under 65, take the under. Texas is in trouble. Oklahoma State, mullet and all, take them. Lay the 3.5. Ole Miss is going to beat the hell out of Vanderbilt. Minus 17. Go ahead and lay the 17. Take Duke. Lay the 9.5 over Charlotte. Alabama playing? Yes, Alabama's playing. Mm-hmm. I believe they're playing. So go ahead and lay the 31 points against Mississippi State. While we're there, take the under 63.5. And Ohio State, are they playing? Yes, they're playing. So go ahead and lay the 11.5 over Penn State. We did not mention the Memphis-Cincinnati game. Is it still at 6.5?
It is indeed, Jeff, at 6.5. Here's the, while Memphis has been very good in against Cincinnati, Memphis in their last 10 as a road dog, 2-8 overall, 3-7 against the spread, including, Jeff, 4 straight losses, ATS, as well as straight up. I just...
Listen,
that's the problem. Like, I
will tell you, this team is doing better than I thought. They're a top 5 offense, I believe, in the country.
Yeah.
Which is
they score no matter what,
staggering, and it is an incredible tribute to Brady White. So I didn't think they were going to beat UCF. I just didn't. I didn't think they could without Kenny Gainwell and Coxey and you know Gibson off in the NFL and everything else. And now it's a much tougher defense. This Cincinnati team beat the hell out of an SNU team that beat Memphis by the transitive property,
yes,
which is my advanced analytics.
Yes.
I think Cincinnati wins this game.
Nerd.
And I think Cincinnati probably covers. And I there's no shame in that. But if Memphis, you know, if Memphis gets walloped, there's no shame in it. It feels like Cincinnati's year. Having said that, again, I picked Memphis to lose to UCF. So
this feels like a game Memphis either wins it outright or Cincinnati covers. Like, I don't know why. Like, so if you want to take Memphis's money line,
well, and again, because of the quarterbacks, they don't have a quarterback who is best suited to rip apart that defensive secondary. That's not what he does best, and so I can see the way clear to a Memphis victory.
Yes,
I just don't predict it when I go to FanDuel to bet my thing. Mm-hmm. I would be, which would help me too, because I'd be betting against my emotion. Again, an emotional hedge for me. All right, what is coming up next here on 92.9 FM ESPN?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Dari Noka of the SEC Network and ESPN joins them at 1:25. Ryan Silverfield will also join them today at 12:25. Blake Topmeyer will join us today on Beat the Degenerate. I beg your pardon. Blake Topmeyer will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Ben Johnson will join us on Beat the Degenerate. Dan Wolkin, Dr. Dan, joins GP at 4:25. Jeff Calkins will join him at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. For now, our work is done.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the Radio.com app.
Aetna Medicare takes a total connected approach to health. Aetna offers Medicare Advantage plans starting at $0 monthly premium and dental, vision, and hearing in most plans. Learn more at aetnamedicare.com/radio or call 833-335-0049. Don't miss out. Medicare annual enrollment is here. Enroll today. Aetna Medicare is an HMO PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Aetna Medicare's S&Ps also have contracts with state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Aetna Medicare plans depend on contract renewal.
Hey there, as you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you with automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $4,750 cash allowance, plus current competitive owners get an additional $750 cash allowance. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or a newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 11-2-2020. Visit Jim Kara Chevrolet today.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food center celebration, is back November 1st through 7th. Explore great food, new offerings, and old favorites from 60 restaurants. Available for dine-in, patio dining, or carry-out. These restaurants have been here for you in the past. They've helped you kick off Grizz games, Orpheum shows, special occasions, and more. But now, they need you. Come back downtown and support those who've served.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.